Hello, and welcome to Healing and Hope Through Grief. I am your host, Jody. Strong in the storm. Everyone is strong in the sun. In the bright and calm air, there is nothing to fear, nothing to cower from. To stand firm in the daylight is an easy feat. But when darkness comes, strength is revealed. Resolve is uncovered. In the winds of defeat and the rains of despair, the character of a person holds their feet tightly to the ground for battle, or it sends them fleeing for safety. On that day, when the light of hope is extinguished from view and the monsters of every doubt swirl over you, you will be unveiled. Self-proclamation of strength in good times is the lie of braggers. Strong in the storm is the true measure of you. Thank you, Adam Field, from Eight Man Strong. That card is so incredibly meaningful and so very powerful. This is my third podcast narrated around the Eight Man Strong cards. And I have to say, they have been so enlightening and they've really provoked a lot of self-discovery in myself. And I hope within you as well. Strong in the storm. The title honestly says a lot right there. It truly seems like these days we are all in a bit of a storm right now with recent news of a further lockdown here in Ontario and education going to online, gyms closing, restaurants and small businesses are all closed. It's really tough and it's hard. It's just tough. There's no other way to describe it. Compiled with grief and trauma that you may already be carrying, it just all seems like too much. Definitely seems like a lot right now. I am here today to tell you that you already are strong. It's there. You were born with strength. Draw upon that now. Let's start with talking about some simple ideas of how to build our strong. These last few episodes of Healing and Hope Through Grief have been, like I said, really enlightening as I have narrated them basically around the cards that I have received through Eight Man Strong. So I read the card, I really internalize it, I digest it, and from there I just draw on the idea of strength and what builds us up. Because Lord knows right now, we don't need to be torn down, right? We need to build each other up. We need to surround each other with caring and kindness and love and empathy. And if that's not what's around you right now, friends, you need to look around and think about where you need to go. Okay, because there's enough going around, there's enough negativity, there's enough destruction that you don't need to be around anymore. You need to be around kindness, love, empathy, understanding. That's what you need. That's what we all need. So what can we do? What can we do right now? Starting today, let's just shift our sails and move in the direction of standing tall. Just like the card said, our feet firmly planted in whatever storm we are in, whatever storm you're going through right now, whatever trauma or grieving or loss you are feeling, because I know you're feeling something. You are feeling loss. There isn't anyone right now in this world that is not feeling that. I am so sorry for you. I feel terrible and I know how you feel. Please know that. If you are grieving the loss of a loved one, that's treacherous. In these times, it's treacherous to not be able to be around people and hug and comfort and seek that out. It's got to be really difficult. It is. Whatever loss you're feeling, it's definitely more impacted because of the pandemic, and your feelings are all true, but they might just even feel a little bit harder to deal with. And your loss, the feeling of loss and grief that you are dealing with, might be a direct impact from the pandemic and what's going on. And for that as well, I am very sorry. But like I said, starting today, we are going to shift our sails and move in the direction of standing tall, our feet firmly planted in whatever storm we are in. Okay? We are not, this storm is going to pass and we are going to get through it. There's no way around this storm. We are in it and we're walking through it. I truly like this idea that I'm going to talk about. It's one that I really just want you to listen to with an open mind, and perhaps you will give it a go. If it's not for you, that's okay too. I have always liked the idea of journaling, all right? Realistically, it's not easy for a lot of people. It just doesn't come easily. It doesn't fit in to most people's life. So that's not my idea. So it's not, I'm not going to ask you to journal and write down all your feelings. Although I am, hey, you know what? I'm all for it. And if you're a journaler and you're able to do that, power to you. Okay. A lot of people set out with good intentions to journal, whether it be to journal our gratitude every day, which I have tried and I love it. And it's awesome. And I love looking back at it, but I'm going to tell you, I never, ever stick with it. That's just me. Or even if, you know, it's just something that people set out and they're like, I'm just going to write a couple sentences every day. But anyway, kudos to you if you can. I think that's awesome. It's just such a great tool and can be extremely healing. So I do a lot of writing, but not necessarily journaling. And one thing that I have definitely found to become amazing and help me in my healing journey is writing down my intentions. Now, I prefer to call them intentions rather than goals. They certainly could be interpreted as goals because they are things that I want to achieve and that I want to work on and that I'm hoping will come to fruition. Okay. So I've done this as part of my healing journey now for years, and I've never really been cognizant of it. I've never really labeled it, but I am today with you because I think it's an excellent idea and I know that it's helped me in my journey. Okay. So again, I like to call it intentions. So I have a book, anything, a piece of paper. It's nice if you have a little journal, you know, that journal that somebody gifted to you 10 years ago that you wrote five pages in, maybe, if you're lucky. So dig that out, dust it off. And I want you to think about writing down some intentions. Now, I can look back. I actually have some from years ago, and I can go back, and it's very interesting what I wrote shortly after Sophia died. And a lot of it was centered around really working hard to be present for my two surviving children, Sammy and Clark. So in it, I know that I wrote, try to be more present for them. I also wrote a lot about ideas that I had in ways that I wanted to honor Sophia. So just different things that I wanted to do. And that looks like a lot of things. And it, you know, I wrote down for her birthday, I always want to celebrate her birthday, have a cake, and just different things that I really wanted to do, different things I wanted to change. And, you know, it, for me, it gave me some guideposts in really in my healing journey, what I needed to work on. So I knew I needed to find some ways to outwardly mourn Sophia. How was I going to do that? Okay. In one of my intentional writings, I actually wrote about, speak more about Sophia and share stories more about her and talk more about her. And it's very much true that when you write things down, you are far more likely to achieve them. Okay. So your intentions will actually happen. Different, you know, this is different for everyone. Remember, you are unique in your own healing journey. I also wrote down things that I knew I needed to work on, such as my own self-care, right? I needed to take care of myself and working on the narrative in my head. So rewriting my story, things that I was telling myself that was destructive, I would write down on a paper. I did the best I could in the circumstance that I was in. So it was so healing for me, honestly, writing things out. One thing that I really want to stress with this is that by writing out your intentions, you are far more likely to achieve them. So I'm sure you've been told this before. You've heard this, but it is true, and I'm not making this up. All right, I'm giving you a stat here, and it's true. You are 42% more likely to achieve your goals when you write them down. I use the word goals, but you know I like the word intentions better. This is true. This is a true story. The act of writing your intentions down on paper will force you to strategize, to ask questions about your current situation and progress, and to brainstorm your plan of attack. In other words, how are you going to do this? For example, when I wrote down my intention that I wanted to work hard on being present for Sammy and Clark after their sister had died, I wrote down ideas such as going to all Sam's soccer games, not being on my phone, making sure that when my kids are talking to me, that I'm looking at them. I'm not distracted by anything, not my phone, not anything else, other than responding to them and giving them eye contact and giving them my full attention. They deserved that. So write down what you want. You can have anything on your page, anything at all that you want to change. Really, take time to sit down. What do you want to do differently that might change your life and bring you towards healing? Be honest with yourself. This is your personal sheet. You can hide it, fold it up into like really small square and shove it somewhere. This is just for you. Shred it after even. But no, don't shred it. Keep it. Reread it. Okay? This is all for you. Be honest. Are you honoring your grief? Like really honoring it? You can make this extremely detailed. I remember sitting down once and writing my intentions and going through my entire day and what I needed it to look like. Literally, from the minute I woke up, I had a list of things that I needed to work on. I needed to start my day with gratitude. Essential. I've said this before, guys. Come on. Start your day with gratitude. Please, please believe me. It sounds so hokey pokey, I don't know, wooey. You hear it all the time, but I'm telling you, it will change your life. Start your day with gratitude, not with, oh my God, I can't believe another day of lockdown, another day of COVID, you know, all those situations. Your brain is going to throw out all those, that negativity, okay? So start your day with gratitude, being very intentional. I wrote out my entire day. So I started my day. I'm going to start with gratitude. I am going to drink a lot of water. I know that sounds so simple. I needed to write it down. It sounds silly and simple to some of you, but I was not taking care of myself. I was not taking care of Jody. And honestly, dehydration can make you feel drained, fatigued, irritable, and honestly, seriously, increasing your water intake can totally combat all of those things. True story. Just drinking more water. But I needed to write it down. I needed to be intentional. I was very intentional with moving my body. I knew I needed this for my mental health. You know, you might reevaluate who you are surrounding yourself with. Think about the group of friends or that friend that you talk to regularly or text with and really, really think, are they lifting you up? Are they kind of on your same wavelength, you know, trying hard these days to be positive and grateful? Or are they always negative? Are they always complaining? Maybe you need to focus on those friends that you just get to be you, and that the ones that generally you feel better when you leave from seeing them. If you talk or text with friends and feel crappy and shitty after, you know, maybe you need to reevaluate how much time and energy you spend with them. Because if you walk away or you put your phone down after texting with them and you feel drained and you feel crappy, that's not good. That's not good for you. And right now, you need to think about what is good for you. Because I'm going to tell you, if you're not doing well, your family's not, everyone around you is going to suffer. You're not going to be able to be a good partner, a good friend, a good husband, a good wife, mom, whatever other roles you play, because Lord knows we have a lot of hats that we wear, okay? This is private. These are your private notes. So go crazy. Write whatever you feel will help build you up and make you stronger, okay? And get you through this storm. We know that when we experience trauma, that just our body just reacts in such a flight or fight way. And it's not, our bodies are not working properly, right? They have a hard time regulating that, the no danger response. So we get used to running on high anxiety, and the calm becomes uncomfortable to sit in. So we need to learn to sit comfortably in the calm. For those of you that have experienced trauma and are overcoming that, we need to learn to sit in the calm comfortably. I most definitely still struggle with this. I've had a lot of trauma in my life. I've lived much of my life waiting for something bad to happen. I've lived far too long in the eye of the storm. I overthink everything and often think the worst. It's not a calm way to live. I work hard on this. I really, truly do. This for sure is where the work that I've done on the narrative in my head comes into play. And if you haven't listened to this podcast, What Is Your Narrative? It's a few back before my Ape Man Strong series. Please go back and have a listen. The work that I've done and continue to do on changing the story in my head is invaluable to my healing and can be for you too. So just before I planned out this podcast, I did put it out on my social media, some ways that people would like to share on how, just advice regarding how to be strong in the storm. And I want to include some of them because they were awesome. And I really appreciate your feedback, guys. Thank you so much. So some of the ideas, and I love this one, is spending some time by the water. Something about sitting on the beach and listening to the continuous motion of gentle waves just is calming. And I loved this idea. And I think being near the water can be so soothing and therapeutic. And just even thinking about the waves coming in and going out, and as they come in, breathing in all the good, and as they recede, exhaling all of the negativity in your life. Someone else mentioned meditation, and excuse me, I think that's an excellent, beautiful, healing way of life. Journaling, like we spoke about earlier, writing out all of your sadness, someone wrote, and just letting it out all into the universe. I like that idea. Going for a nature walk and listening. Oh, somebody said listening to podcasts like Healing and Hope. So that one really got my heart. Thank you. That was very sweet. Anyway, they were a lot of great ideas. And I just thought, I know I spoke in great length just now about my idea, writing out your intentions. Honestly, give it a try with an open mind. Sit down, write down your intentions. What are some things that you need to do that are going to help you get through this storm, because I'm going to tell you, you are going to get through this. Remember what I said earlier. You are strong, you are courageous and brave, and never ever forget, being strong in the storm is the true measure of you. Until next time, my friends.